produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Giving honor to God, who's ahead of our house, thanking Him for His many blessings and all He's done for us. And Blackstreet would like to share all He's given us with you.
Jesus is real. Yes, He is real to me. More precious than silver, more precious than diamond rings or rings.
Trust in Him and never doubt. He'll always be there for you. He'll never let you down. And I believe in that, cause I'm a living witness to this, y'all. Cause without God, my life would be nothing. So if you believe in what I'm saying, I want y'all all to come on and repeat after me. I know the Lord is real.
I know the Lord is real.
Yes, He's real, I know.
Yes, He's real, I know.
He gave His life, He sacrificed, just to save my soul. Come on, y'all, I know the Lord.
Hey, everybody, this is Jazara. Welcome to another episode of Awesomely Amazing. And, of course, this is your host, Awesomely Amazing Jazara. And if nobody has told you today, you are awesomely amazing. So I am so happy to be here with you all this evening. And I want to talk about faith. Just a real simple thing tonight. I want to talk about faith. And, you know, sometimes your faith is inactive because of fear. That's right. Sometimes your faith is not moving or getting you anywhere because of fear. You have to put fear in its place. The way you do that is by acknowledging it and tackling it. Too often, we treat faith like a junk drawer. What do I mean by that? Now, if you don't have a junk drawer, you can't, you know, relate to what I'm talking about. But I have a junk drawer, and I just think everybody probably has a junk drawer or a space where you kind of just stuff stuff into that area, and you close it up, you know. You're not using it. You don't want to throw it away, but you put it in here in this area. For me, it's a drawer. But it could be, you know, the bottom of your closet or some space, and you just put it there out the way so it's not visible to the sight and it's not in anybody's way. You don't necessarily need it, but you're not quite at the point where you're ready to toss it out. All right. And so what happens with this drawer sometimes is you toss items in it, like I said, so it doesn't clutter space. And so then there's this false appearance that you don't have any junk or you don't have any clutter because it's not visible to the eye. It's, you know, tucked away, like I said. So by shoving fear off into a corner doesn't mean that you don't have it. And with the drawer, eventually, if you continue to keep tossing junk and clutter into it, it's going to collapse. If fear continues to mount up, it will take its toll on us. Okay? If you continue to allow fear to stack itself on top of fear, it's going to have a toll eventually, just like it will have a toll on that drawer. It's going to take a toll on you and your body and your mind. And so when I think about this, I think about 2 Timothy chapter 1 and 7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And anybody who tells you that fear is not real, they are pulling you by your leg. They are jerking your, you know, your shirt tail. Fear is real. And it will have us operating in an irrational manner. Fear will have us creating mountains out of a few pieces of broken rocks. That's just how it is. It's irrational. But remember, 2 Timothy 1 and 7, God gave you a sound mind. Watch this. I think about the time after I had a major surgery. I didn't have stitches, but I had staples. And it was like maybe over 20 staples that I had. And so I knew before I left the hospital that I was going to have to go back for the checkup regarding the surgery, as well as to have the staples removed. Okay? I knew that. And fear had me nervous all day prior to going to the doctor for this appointment. It had me nervous. It had me shook. I was even contemplating not going and just living with the staples and letting them fall out if they fell out and whatever, because I was afraid of the pain. Now, let's just think about how irrational fear had me thinking. You understand that I had major surgery, and I dealt with that. At this time, I was still taking medication for pain, to manage the pain from the surgery. So, if the pain was that unbearable from the removal of the staples, I had pain medication that I could take to deal with the pain. But in my mind, I created something that was just so fearful and horrible. So I got my checkup, and I had the staples removed. When I had the staples removed, and it was a rapid process, they popped out one by one by one, quickly, 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 like snapping your fingers. I barely felt anything. And that's what I'm saying. You've got to put fear in its place. You have to speak to the issue that's causing you fear. power. That's part of 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Power. You have power. God has given you power. In Luke 10 and 19, I think about this scripture when we talk about power as well. And Luke 10 and 19 says, I have given you authority, authority meaning power, to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. That's the word. You've been given power to trample on snakes and scorpions, some of the deadliest animals that we think about, insects that we think about on the planet. You have power to trample on them. And not only trample, power to trample on them, but to trample on them and no harm will come to you. One night about 2 years ago, while I was driving my car home, it caught on fire. Sparks were coming out the tailpipe and smoke was beginning to fill the car. My kids were in the back seat. They were frantic. And the way that the car was operating and moving, it was hesitating and jerking. I knew that we could not stop the vehicle. Because wherever we stopped it, that's where it was going to be stopped. There would be no more moving. So I knew that we could not stop. And as I said, the car was not accelerating. And it just seemed like at any moment it was going to give out on me. We were 5 minutes from the local grocery store. But it seemed like it would be impossible to move, to make it there. The circumstances were not ideal. See, where I was at, I wasn't in a place to just be able to stop and pull over. I needed to be somewhere, like I said, it was nighttime. I needed to be somewhere where it would be well lit, where we would be visible when we needed to call for help. And it was a scary situation. I'm not going to, you know, tell you that it wasn't. And it seemed like it was the longest 5 minutes ever and that it would be impossible to make it. Again, as I said, the circumstances were not ideal. But I began to speak. And I began to say, if we were just able to make it to the store, we would be okay. And that's what I kept putting before me. We get to the store, we're going to be okay. If we get to the store, we're going to be okay. And then it was, once we get to the store, we're going to be okay. We just got to get to the store. The kids were complaining because it was hot where they were sitting, because the heat from the fire was doing something in the back seat by their feet, unbeknownst to me. I could see the smoke coming into the car. And I could see the sparks coming out the tailpipe as I looked out my side mirror. So I knew we had a problem. But we weren't engulfed in flames or anything. But the car was on fire. And so we made it to the store. When we got to the store and we got out and we called the fire department and we called for help. When I got out, the rear bumper was melted from the fire. The floor mats were singed from the smoke. And in the trunk, it was smoke-filled. The next day when I came back to the site and the tow truck was taking the car away, the tow driver looked into the trunk and lifted up a mat that was in the trunk. And that's where my battery was. And he told me, he said, you all were lucky that the battery didn't catch on fire and there was more extensive damage done than what was done to the car. And I said, lucky? No, we were blessed. But if I would have panicked and fell apart in that moment and let fear overcome me, it could have been detrimental not only to myself, but to the children. So even in that situation where definitely it was a frightening and dangerous situation, I still had to speak to the situation. I still had to command what I wanted to happen in that arena. And so, after the car was repaired, because it was not a total loss, it was repaired, it then became inconsistent with accelerating. And so, one day, it decided to do its inconsistency as I was driving up a steep hill. And that was a moment to test me right in that moment. Because if you're going uphill, everybody knows you need some kind of speed and acceleration to continue to make it up the hill. And I don't think we were accelerating more than like 10 miles per hour. But I kept talking to the car and telling it to move. You got to move. You got to move. We got to get up the hill and continue going up the hill. I was at an incline and I couldn't put it in reverse because I didn't know if anything might suddenly come up the hill behind me. So, I mean, it was like a safety issue. So I kept speaking to it and telling the car that it had to move. And eventually, I made it up the hill. That was a true test of faith. Because, see, sometimes you get into a place where you can't go back to what you knew. You can't fall back on what was, because sometimes where you've come from, even though it may not be an ideal place or the ideal circumstance, there's some kind of comfort zone, comfort level there. And so I couldn't even go back to where I came from if I wanted to. The vehicle would not allow me to even move more than 10 miles an hour. So if I have to chug a lug along, I might as well chug along forward than going backwards, okay? So see, sometimes fear will have you paralyzed, or it will make you go back to a situation or a place that you've been delivered from. I think about when Moses was delivering the children of Israel. And they got to the Red Sea. That had to be a scary moment. Like, what are we going to do? We're faced with this obstacle, this seemingly big obstacle. And that's what fear will have you thinking, that your obstacle is so big, it's going to overtake you. The Red Sea was so big, it could overtake them. Literally, now that could. But they were not in a position to go back where they had come from. They had to go forward. And so sometimes moving forward can be very scary because it could seem like you're facing the Red Sea. Now, how are you going to get through that? And so that's where your faith comes in. You have to trust God that He's going to move those obstacles out of your way and allow you to move through and walk through and coast through, or however you're getting through on dry ground. You have to have faith, and you have to activate your faith and move in your faith. And so faith is the opposite, has the opposite effect, on what fear does to you. Fear will have you stuck. Fear will have you stuck on that hill that I was on, not going anywhere. I mean, because at one point I thought about, man, I should just leave the car. That's an irrational thought. But, like, I'm on an incline. I can't leave the car. You know what I'm saying? But fear will have you thinking some irrational thoughts. Fear will have you stuck. Like, what I'm going to do? I'll just stay here. It's comfortable here. I'll just go back the way that I came. I'm on a hill, traveling one way on that road. It's one way up, one way down. There was no way. excuse me, that I could just turn around and go the other way. I didn't have enough speed. All I had was enough speed to make it up and continue forward. And so that's what we have to do in our walk. We have to move forward. We have to move past fear, put fear in its place, and tell fear, not today, not today. We're not doing it today. Tomorrow's not looking good for you either. The day after that, no, we're not doing that. We're not going backwards. We're not going to be stagnant. We're not going to go back to pitiful, horrible situations just because it's always been like that. That's our comfort level. No, you got to speak to the situation faithfully in faith and decide to move forward and do just that. No longer can you allow yourself to be stagnant and to remain still. You got to move forward. And so that's what I will leave you with. Move forward in faith. Be bold. You have the power. Remember our scriptures, 2 Timothy 1 and 7. What has God given you? Let's talk about what he has not given you. He has not given you the spirit of fear. What has he given you, though? He's given you power. He's given you love and a sound mind. So that means that those irrational thoughts are not from him. That's that fear. That's a byproduct of fear. Irrational thoughts. God doesn't give you irrational thoughts. He's giving you a sound mind. He's giving you power. You got power to trample on the scorpion, like we talked about in Luke 10 and 19. You got power to trample on snakes. And remember this, whatever the obstacle is, okay, because those are obstacles, God is giving you the power to overcome them, and not only overcome them, but overcome them in a way where you're not even harmed. In the situation with my car, when it caught on fire, yeah, it had smoke in the air and everything, but me and my children got out of there, and we were unharmed. That's the power that you get from God. So I want to encourage you to put fear in this place, walk in faith, and know that you have power. You have victory to do what you need to do and to overcome the enemy, and you won't be harmed. And sometimes it's, it can be challenging. I'm not going to say it can't be challenging. It can feel kind of funny or different, but just know that you have the power to do what you need to do and to move forward. So I want to encourage you, move forward in faith. Move forward in faith. Make it happen. Make things happen. Stop remaining stagnant and decide to move forward in faith. I want to also remind you that you are awesomely amazing. If nobody has told you, I want you to continue to have an awesomely amazing evening and an awesomely amazing week. Be sure to connect with me on Facebook at Jazara Bradley. And I also want to encourage you to pick up my book, Crazy Faith, which is available on Amazon.com. Thank you again for tuning in, and have an awesomely amazing week.
We give an honor to God, who's ahead of our house, thanking him for his many blessings and all he's done for us. And Blackstreet would like to share all he's given us with you.
Jesus is real. He is real to me, more precious than silver, more precious than diamond rings or anything that I could give him. It wouldn't be the thing. It's good to know the love inside from him. It guides me through.
Time. So you don't have to worry. You
You don't have to be afraid. All you got to do is trust in him and never doubt. He'll always be there for you. He'll never let you down. And I believe in that, cause I'm a living witness to this, y'all. Cause without God, my life would be nothing. So if you believe in what I'm saying, I want y'all all to come on and repeat after me. I know the Lord is real.
I know the Lord is real.
Yes, he's real, I know.
Yes, he's real, I know.
He gave his life, he sacrificed. Just to save my soul. Come on, y'all. I know the Lord.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Are you ready? We are about to take flight with Travel Uncorked and your show host, Nicole Gates.
And we are back in the studio and talking with Kathy Killen with Royal Caribbean International. I'm super excited to be talking cruises, so let's set sail. Hey, Kathy.
Good. Hello there, Nicole. How are you?
I am great. I'm glad to have you. So excited to have you as a part of the show today. I know I have so many people really excited to hear more about the wonderful things that Royal Caribbean has going on and all the great things that destinations they can sail to and all that good stuff. So I want to go ahead and get started. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Royal Caribbean? For those that have never cruised before, tell us what Royal Caribbean offers.
Well, first off, I have to say I'm very excited that you invited me onto this show because I think that there is a little bit of misinformation out there as far as just the fact that cruising continues to grow. As a matter of fact, over the last 4 years, cruising has grown by 20.5%, and they continue to see those numbers climb every year. Even with last year and this year, looks like it's going to exceed what we did last year at Royal Caribbean as far as bringing on more passengers, bringing out more cruise ships. But I really think, Nicole, probably the biggest reason why I think it continues to grow is because of the value. Because when you think about what it would take for someone to go on vacation, for example, start thinking about in your head the math. How much would it cost for an oceanfront hotel per night? Then on top of that cost, I want you to go ahead and start adding in how much would it cost for your family to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and let's say that you do that times 7 nights. Now what are you looking at cost-wise? Not to mention, of course, entertainment. What about all of the things that people like to do on vacation, like go swimming and go to shows and all sorts of different activities that are included as part of a cruise. And I really think that one of the beauties of the Royal Caribbean product, because I've actually been in this business now for over 25 years. I started off as a travel agent. I used to work on board ships for 5 years, traveling all over the world. And then, of course, I came home and got my land legs back, and I've been with Royal Caribbean for 10 years now. I just love the Royal Caribbean product because there is something for everyone. Doesn't matter if they're older, if they're younger, they're traveling with children, they're traveling without children. Maybe your clients don't want to see children. We have phenomenal kid programs, so the kids all gravitate towards that. So with adult-only solariums and fantastic food and menu items and entertainment, and you wrap all that up into a floating hotel that goes with you to experience all these different ports, I can't stress enough the value of what that brings to their vacation dollar.
That is so true. I know I've had experience with cruising, and the Royal offers so much, beautiful ships, just so much to do. I was so impressed. I got an opportunity to actually do a ship inspection, and it was just the coolest thing, to be on the ship and see all the things that they offer. But I was really impressed with the kids area. The kids area is outstanding, and I know a lot
and
of people
with complimentary. It's free. It's included as part of their cruise. So if the parents want to go out to dinner at nighttime and then go to a show, we have an award-winning Adventure Ocean program. That's what it's called, and that's our youth program with experienced counselors, with all age-appropriate activities. We're one of the only cruise companies with 5 different age groups. And I think that's another reason why it's been so successful for families, because the kids get out of it what they want to get out of their vacation, and that also leaves time for people like parents or grandparents or whatnot to get out of their vacation what they want out of it. And then there's a beauty in that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody, it's something to do for everybody. And everybody gets that downtime, just to kind of break away. Because when you go on vacation, that's exactly what you want to do. So what kind of specials or anything fun happening with Royal Caribbean?
I am so happy that you asked me that, because right now we are running a promotion for the month of April. So as of the end of this month, it will go bye-bye. So they do need to, of course, contact you, let them know as far as what they're looking to do, because I know you'd ask as far as what sort of ships we have. They have 25 ships to choose from. But I will say right now it's buy one, get one 50% off. That's going on for the month of April.
Wow.
But probably the biggest promotion that we have for this month only is kids sail free. So if they are flexible with their dates, yes. Now, I will tell you there are some blackout dates, of course, as far as Christmas and New Year's, Thanksgiving. So your peak times as far as maybe Easter break or summer vacation. But if you have kids that are younger, I know for me, I have 2 kids of my own, and there's a downtime right before the week of Christmas where kids are sailing free.
They're
light on the homework at that point anyway. And I'm like, my kids, I'm going to take them out of school. So some families are okay with that. Some are not, but if they're flexible or their children are 12 and under, they will be able to sail free if they're flexible with their dates. I'm telling you, it saves people a ton of money. And that is for sailings that are loaded. The sailing window is from May 1st of this year through May 15th of next year, but they have to book it with their deposit. And those deposits are $100 per person for under 5 nights as far as their cruise is concerned. But if it's a 5-night or longer cruise, it's a $250 deposit. So they would need to figure out what ship and sailing date that they want to go on. They would need to contact you for pricing and then book it with their deposit before this promotion goes away.
That's not bad at all. That's an awesome deal. That is definitely an awesome deal. So let's talk about Royal Caribbean and what destinations do you all sail to? Because I know that's always a big question for people. Some people don't necessarily want to do the Caribbean. They want to do something different. Maybe they've done the Caribbean in the past. So where else does Royal Caribbean?
Well, of course, Caribbean being part of our name, Nicole, of course we're going to have a ton of options for people to go to the Caribbean. With that being said, as I mentioned, we have 25 ships that are globally deployed all over the world. So if they, again, are looking to experience Maybe they want to go to Alaska. Maybe they want to do Europe. Maybe they want to do Australia and New Zealand or Canada and New England for the fall foliage or even over the summertime. Maybe they want to go up to Bar Harbor, Maine or Halifax, Nova Scotia. There's lots of different options for people to be able to go and enjoy. And again, when you look at everything that's taken care of as far as, you know, think about this even for Europe. We have a 7-night Western Mediterranean, which is probably one of the most popular itineraries for first-time vacationers to Europe. Because again, you're unpacking once. Somebody else is basically taking you from port to port where the ship pulls right up. You get off the ship, you go on your shore excursions, but you come back. You don't have to worry about going in and out of hotels, in and off of buses, unpacking, packing. I know when I went to Europe, I've done it both ways. And I will say that a cruise, hands down, is the best way to experience Europe, especially if you're looking for some of those really popular ports of call like Rome or Barcelona or maybe the French Riviera with Monte Carlo, or maybe they want to go see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You know, and again, when you look at everything included with, and I don't know if anybody's ever tried to price out hotels over in Europe, you can't beat the price. So Europe, here's another thing I want people to realize too. I realize, of course, we have a ton of ships doing the Caribbean, but if you want to go to Alaska, we now have the best ship in Alaska starting in May of this year. She's already coming back next year. Alaska for next summer is already available for people to book. We have a 7-night round trip up into Alaska out of Seattle, and that's on the Ovation of the Seas, which is the second largest ship class in the world. Tons of balconies. They have this thing called the North Star, which is a glass bubble. It looks like a glass bubble on a crane that takes about 16 people 300 feet above the water surface for a panoramic view. It's got Ripcord by iFly, so if people want to go ahead and experience that whole skydiving simulator, there's a circus trapeze school. We got the largest indoor sport complex at sea on the ship. Not to mention, probably one of the best things about the Ovation of the Seas that does this 7-night Alaska cruise round trip out of Seattle is the fact that every single interior cabin that normally does not have a window, an interior cabin means they don't have a window. But on this ship, every single one of those cabins has what they call a virtual balcony. So it's about the size of a door that shows people real live footage of what is going on outside when they're inside their interior cabin. And there's no other ship out there that has that. No other ship out there has that. It's perfect for families. It's wonderful because, again, it's going to save people money on round-trip airfare because it's round-trip out of Seattle. But we do have 3 ships that do Alaska for next summer. We still have availability even for this summer. So if people are looking to go for this summer, keep that in mind as well.
Awesome. That is so awesome. I know I'm just so impressed with all the stuff that Royal Caribbean offers and, you know, the dining options. Let's talk about the dining options because I know a lot of people, when they think everything is a buffet on a cruise ship, and it's not.
Oh, goodness,
so can we
no,
talk about
no.
our specialty dining and some of the other options that Royal offers?
Absolutely. So, of course, we do have a place called the Windjammer Marketplace, which is our buffet that's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they switch out the menu items. They do cook-to-order food stations that change out every single evening if people are looking for a more casual environment for dining. However, with that being said, there are tons of other dining options available. Number one is going to be in our main dining room. Our main dining room is where you basically come into the dining room, you sit down and you're presented a menu. You can do that for breakfast, you can do that for lunch, and of course, dining times for dinner at night, there are basically 3 different options if they're looking to eat in the main dining room, because again, the menu is what rotates every evening, so they're getting numerous amounts of different appetizers, soups, and salads, and entrees, and desserts, and again, they pick off of that menu, and they basically tell their wait staff what they would like, and of course, it's a fine dining experience. And that's all included as part of their cruise, but they can do early seating, which is around 6 o'clock at night, or they can choose late seating, which is usually around 8 o'clock at night. Or we have a third option, which is called My Time Dining, which is where they can eat in the main restaurant, but they pick and choose their time between 5:30 and 9:30. So there's lots of flexibility. And then on top of that, there is room service. There is We also, of course, have specialty dining. So if people are looking to experience a special event, maybe they want to have a date night or celebrate something like a special birthday or occasion, we do have these specialty dinings, everything from a steakhouse to hibachi, sushi. We also have this famous, Jamie Oliver has his restaurant on board our ships called Jamie's Italian, which is your farm-to-table sort of fresh Italian phenomenal food. And again, those are specialty restaurants, so they do have a charge associated with those. But again, if people are looking to experience a more high-end, very intimate, different sort of experience, we have that for those people as well. Now, I will say, as someone who grew up with eight brothers and sisters and I put myself through college, I consider myself a little bit of a frugal person when it comes to my vacation. And I'm a firm believer that everything that I already paid for my cruise, I'm going to get where it's already included. And believe me, there are tons of options. I might go to a specialty restaurant maybe once for a date night. Kids can go into Adventure Ocean and me and my husband would go get a dining experience to celebrate something special. But I'm not everyone. There's a lot of people out there that really love specialty dining experiences, and that's their thing. And if people like that sort of specialty dining, the more that they do the specialty dining, of course, there's dining packages where they could get discounts. And again, all of that is just more options because we realize that not all consumers are built the same way. They're not just like me. A lot of times they might like that sort of experience every night of their cruise, and that's great for them. And again, there's everything in between, depending on what people are looking to get out of their vacation.
I love it. And Kathy, I'm taking a group, and I know we talked about this just recently. I'm taking a group in August on the Symphony of the Seas. We're super excited about that. So we booked Central Park balcony rooms, and I remember when you told me all the perks that came with that, and I was like, wow, I didn't even know. I didn't even know that, but... Group
Nicole,
are,
you're going to be on the newest ship in the fleet.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Super excited.
Yay.
So tell us about Symphony of the Seas. What all
okay,
do we have
so,
to look forward to?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start, Nicole? Okay, so the Symphony of the Seas is the newest ship in our fleet. It just came out last year. It is the newest ship doing seven-night Eastern Caribbean or seven-night Western Caribbean out of Miami. And this ship is the biggest in the world. What I think is very special about this class of ships, because the Symphony is actually the fourth ship in the Oasis class model. So they're all the same make and model. They all have seven distinct neighborhoods. Central Park neighborhood, Boardwalk neighborhood. There's the Pool and Sports Zone neighborhood. There is the Royal Promenade neighborhood. So there's seven neighborhoods that pull different interests, and that's why I think the ship flows so well. In 50-plus years of shipbuilding, this is the most successful class of ships ever launched. And there's a reason for that, because of the design of the ship. So as you were mentioning, Nicole, your balconies, there are, because there's nothing else in the world like this ship, we have what's called neighborhood balconies. So on the Symphony of the Seas, as well as Oasis of the Seas, Allure of the Seas, and Harmony of the Seas, which are their sister ships in the Oasis class. They all have these neighborhood balconies. So Central Park balconies, they're located in the middle of the ship. So think about this. You're in the middle of the ship. You come out onto your balcony. You look up, and you're looking up at blue sky in the middle of a ship. And then you're overlooking this place called Central Park, which has 15,000 live trees, plants, shrubs. It's got an on-site horticulturist that does two daily guided tours a day. Dining, white twinkly lights at nighttime. There's dining through there. There's a place called Central Park Cafe, which is one of the complimentary restaurants that serves the best roast beef sandwiches with au jus sauce and this fantastic horseradish sauce and this freshly baked bread. You got to make sure that you go get one of those, Nicole, because they are my favorite sandwiches.
Absolutely.
But that's just one of the neighborhoods. But those balconies in Central Park, because they're very unique, we actually added free amenities to them. So if you book a Central Park balcony, automatically, when you come into your room, you're going to have a bottle of wine waiting for you. You are going to have an invitation to experience one of the specialty dinings for lunch. And then you're also going to get a private casino gaming session for two people. Those three perks are automatically included when people book Central Park balconies. Now, there is another neighborhood called the Boardwalk neighborhood, which is on the back of the ship that overlooks the Boardwalk neighborhood. So it's got the Aqua Theater on the back of the ship. You can actually see the wake of the ship in the ocean because, again, when you step out onto your Boardwalk balcony, you look up and there's blue sky, but then because they're located at the back of the ship, they can see the wake of the ship in the ocean. But what's really cool about the Boardwalk area is the fact that the Aqua Theater is right there. So besides shops and restaurants, people can actually see the Aqua Theater show from their Boardwalk balcony. And on top
That's
of that,
cool.
they also get three extra included perks. So when they step into their room, when they come on board, they're going to be welcome. When they come in, they're going to have two souvenir cups for two free unlimited soda packages. They're going to get Johnny Rockets for four, which is normally a special. There's a cover charge for Johnny Rockets. That's included for a family of four. And then on top of that, they're going to get a private rock climbing wall session for their family. So Central Park balconies, they tend to attract more couples. It's very romantic. It's very serene. But they do attract families as well, just depending on what families are looking for. But Boardwalk balconies, this is good for families. It's good for couples. I know I'm a big-time people watcher. I love to sit out on my Boardwalk balcony and just kind of people
yes.
watch. But noise is a non-issue because they do shut everything down at a decent time at night. And as soon as you shut those sliding glass doors, you can't hear anything anyway. And to get those free perks, and again, there's nothing in the industry like it, which is why they sell so well.
Not at all. That is awesome. Yeah, that's so awesome. So I know I want to just publicly say thank you to you, Kathy, because I had the most exhilarating experience when we were at our conference just recently, being able to go whale watching. And so, you know, I always tell everybody about that. I was like, I had the most. And Royal sponsored that trip, that excursion.
Yes, we did.
And it was so much fun. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I don't swim. And so to be out there at night and all that water, I was like, oh, my gosh. But I did it, and I just had a great time. And I really want to say thank you again. I know I've thanked you a thousand times, but that was an awesome experience for me. So I really try to encourage people when they take a cruise, get out there and do something different. Look for those excursions. There's all kinds of things to do. And you can pick these ahead of time. They can pick them ahead of time, right?
Yes, they can. As a matter of fact, there's a once they get a booking number, they can go onto the RoyalCaribbean.com website with their booking number, and they can see exactly the shore excursions that are available in every single port. And what's nice about the shopping cart that we have on the shore excursion site, Nicole, is that they can actually, mm-hmm. they can shop by interest. So some might be looking for cultural, or maybe they might be looking for more dining or culinary experiences. Some people might be looking for family-friendly adventures. They might also be looking for eco-friendly shore excursions. So depending on what people are looking for, there's buckets that they can actually pick and choose, and it narrows down the choices based off of what their interests are. So it's super easy to shop. There's tons of availability as well as options for them based off of what they're looking to do as well as their budget. Everything from walking tours to guided tours on a motor coach to really see the scenery, half-day tours, full-day tours that include lunches ashore. So it really just depends on what they're looking to do, as well as, of course, where they are going to experience. So lots of options available for them.
Well, I appreciate you, Kathy, for taking some time out of your busy schedule because I know how busy it must be for you guys this time of the year. But I do appreciate you for stopping by Travel Uncorked and sharing with us all the good things about Royal Caribbean. And I really want to encourage people to take advantage of the current special. You can't beat kids, the kids sale free. You cannot beat
kids sale free. Buy one, get one, 50% off. And
yes,
I will tell you, especially for our first-time cruisers, Nicole, have them contact you for more information because a lot of our first-time cruisers – you know, we have two brand new ships that are doing the 3 and 4 night Bahama cruises that are stopping at our newest port of call in the Caribbean called Perfect Day at Coco Cay, which is debuting
yes.
next month. Next month. It's so that, it's coming up that quick. So
yes.
exciting.
So exciting. Perfect timing. Well, Kathy, again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I appreciate you. I may call on you later on if we have more interest about Royal, which I'm sure we will. But I appreciate you taking time out and joining me on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Nicole. Have a great day.
You too.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.